Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Buster Olney from ESPN, nice enough to join us right now on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line here on the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM. Buster, always a pleasure having you on. I guess this time of the year, you don't really sleep, do you?
That's a good call right there. Yeah, I did baseball tonight, last night, till 1:30, and then got home at 3, and then was up at 7 and bouncing around. So, yeah, you're exactly right. But, man, it is so much fun.
It is fun. It was fun to watch the game last night. What must the Braves do for it to be different this year against the Dodgers?
I think just play like they've been playing. As you guys know, they've got the best record in baseball since the trade deadline at 40-20. They have a clear advantage over the Dodgers coming into this series in that they have their pitching all lined up and rested and ready to go. You know, I talked to Alex Anthopoulos yesterday about – you know, how he was going to watch the game last night. He said, well, because you just imagine you got a general manager of a team and you're thinking, okay, he's probably going to be sitting with a notepad and he's going to be talking to Brian Snitker and he's going to be talking with staffers throughout the game. And he said, no, he was going to watch the game with his wife and he was going to hope that the game is going to go into 20 innings to completely mess up the pitching staff of the winner. That's not exactly how it played out, but with the, considering how the Dodgers used their staff last night, it's going to be a jumble as they start. And on the other hand, later today, the Braves are having a meeting and they're going to lay out their rotation and set themselves up. I think the Braves are going to be in a good place knowing that they're going to be able to start this at home.
Do you think Max Scherzer starts tomorrow night?
No, I don't. I think that at his age that they will back off him a little bit, knowing that it was a high-stress preparation, high-stress inning. That said, I have long past reached the point where I underestimate Max Scherzer on anything. You know, you guys never forget that, you know, that situation where he was supposed to start a World Series game and he was scratched and he could barely throw. And then 3 days later, he's pitching in Game 7 of the World Series. He's capable of a lot of things. He's incredibly competitive. He'll find a way if they need to, but they've got other ways they can go in the rotation.
Because we've had a couple of days off, we can actually fall into the over thing. But the big decision here is going to be, do I want Ian Anderson here Sunday night? He's pitched in front of a big crowd here. His home numbers are really good. Do I save Charlie Morton because he went on short rest? But can I live with the world where if I need him in Game 6, I bring Charlie Morton back again on 3 days rest because I can't only have him have one start in this? This is the big thing that we've been thinking about around here.
Yeah, and I wonder about which pitcher could use the extra day of rest that you get if you start Game 2 and then come back in Game 6 because you get the travel day between 2 and 3 and the travel day between 5 and 6. Just at first glance, when you look at it, I'd say that Game 2 you might line up Ian Anderson, you know, because he seems to this year have benefited from the extra day of rest. His ERA is about a half run lower when he's got the five-plus days of rest. Where Charlie, and it's counterintuitive because Charlie's the older pitcher, but on the other hand, Charlie's a more experienced pitcher. And I can tell you this, in recent years, it seems like every manager who's had him has wanted to line up Charlie to be potentially the guy in the deciding game. So you could start Charlie in a Game 3, which would be the first game on the road in Dodger Stadium, and feel really good about that, because you know Charlie's going to handle that moment on the road. And then if the series goes out to a Game 7, you have him ready to go in a deciding game.
But you do have to throw him if the elimination game is Game 6 on short rest.
No, you don't. You could start Ian Anderson. Oof. You could start Noah in Game 4.
And if you lose that game, and the bullet is one start with Charlie Morton when I brought him here for $15 million, and I only got one more.
Ian Anderson, the splits say he's better at home. It's six on one hand, half a dozen on the other, but yep. I think we all stand in agreement. You got to worry about the first four games. You can't start thinking about Game 6 and Game 7 because you may not get there.
Well, and I got to say, I know the Dodgers have had so much success. You know, they've got great players. They got future Hall of Famers on their team. I think this is a lot closer matchup than I think maybe Las Vegas feels like in terms of where the teams are and how they're playing.
Here is an article out of the LA Times, obviously written very late last night. Speaking of a late night, you lived it last night, and so did Mike DiGiovanna. 9 concerns the Dodgers should have about facing the Braves in the NLCS. I don't even want to read it, but the fact that there's 9, I feel pretty good about that.
Oh, absolutely. As I say, I there's so much about the Braves. You know, their infield, the way that Austin Riley has evolved as a player, the level of confidence. Yes, the Dodgers have a lot of experience. Well, guess what? So do the Braves, you know. And the Braves, I know, went home after that series last year feeling like, boy, we let the Dodgers off the hook. This is not a case where, this is an up-and-coming team facing the mighty Dodgers. This is a group of players who've been through this a bunch. Led by Freddie Freeman and Charlie Morton. So of course the question everyone's going to ask, and I know this firsthand because my son is a huge Braves fan and he was texting me all summer about Will Smith. Oh my God, Will Smith, everyone's going to wonder, how is Will Smith going to handle, a series against the Dodgers in a big moment? Is he going to continue to be as effective as he's been early in the postseason?
Well, the thing that scares me, and Buster Olney with us from ESPN, joining us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line, is the fact that he never seemingly has a clean inning. And you saw it last night in the top of the 9th inning. If you hit someone or give up a leadoff walk or a leadoff hit against the Dodgers, especially late in the game, you're going to pay.
Yep. And when you have a player like Mookie Betts, who's going to be the best player on the field in this series, the full range that we see, to see Corey Seager swing the bat great down the stretch, which is what he did last year. Cody Bellinger, awful during the regular season, hit 165. And then to see him make adjustments last night, that game-winning RBI choking up with 2 strikes, they have a ton of pedigree. They got a ton of experience, and they will be tough.
You know what's interesting? For a while, everybody was guilty of calling it the Max Scherzer trade, but the other guy, Trey Turner, and believe me, Braves fans have seen enough of this guy. He pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah. That trade is going to go down in history potentially, especially if the Dodgers were to go on and win the World Series, is the greatest midseason trade, the most impactful trade ever. And I think what's underestimated about that deal is the fact that at the time the Dodgers made it, there were a lot of stories written, wow, the rich get richer. The Dodgers needed that trade. Like, they were beginning to have issues. Clayton Kershaw was out. Bellinger, as I mentioned, he's having a terrible year. They had other injuries. And so not only do you get two players to plug holes that you needed, but you get 2 extraordinary players. And you saw Max last night after the game. At this stage in his career, it's all about winning championships. Nobody's better suited for a moment than him. It actually did remind me a lot. I was thinking of John Smoltz last night, where you get a guy who's been a starting pitcher go to a bullpen. It so much suits his personality to be that in that role last night.
They have 3 guys, and David Price, Clayton Kershaw, and Max Scherzer have done this. You have 3 starters who've actually been on the mound to actually close things out. Are you hearing anything about Max Muncy and or Clayton Kershaw?
I have no expectation that Kershaw is going to come back. And I have not specifically asked that question the last 72 hours, but he was having issues down the stretch. And look, once you get to this age and you've been shut down for a while, it becomes something. I was shocked that they were even talking about the possibility of Muncy coming back. I still would be surprised, given the severity of that injury and the nature of what it takes to come back from that injury as a hitter, with an elbow. I would be shocked if it was a factor in the series coming up.
It's really interesting. You said totality, and he's a 5-tool player, Mookie Betts. There are Freddie Freeman fans around here who say, hey, so let's just do this. Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, let's just put them over here. Who's the third guy that you think you would take? They're all free agents. Mm-hmm. They're all available to play in this series. Give me the third guy. I'll take those 2 off the board. Who's the third guy that you would take?
Wow. In this whole series, given everything that's going on, that is a great question. I think I would take Ozzy Albies. There's something about him and the way that he's evolving as a player that I just have so much confidence in him. And it feels like, you know, in a big moment, he's going to come through. He's just growing so much. And I know Austin Riley has had a big step forward. He's an MVP candidate. But Ozzie's one of my favorite guys to watch. The other day, on a podcast that I do, we were having a conversation about an all-intangible team. And I was like, my middle infield, I want Tim Anderson of the White Sox, and I want Ozzie Albies of the Braves, just because everything that they bring to the table.
Buster Olney from ESPN with us for a couple of more minutes on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. How do you see the Dodgers setting up their rotation for the first three games?
I haven't made calls on it. I wish I could give you a good answer, but I can't. So I'd rather hold off on giving you something on that one. Because they, you know, to use Arias the way they did last night, you know, Walker Buehler, you know, pitching on Tuesday, I just know this. There's going to be a lot of confidence with that group that whatever they come up with, that they'll find a way to make it work. They've used all those guys in different roles. And so you can bet that they all feel like, kind of like with the Red Sox now, Alex Cora, I think they'll feel like no matter what happens, we can figure out the pitching.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, Scherzer isn't diving out of anything. If he has to walk by Dave Roberts' office.
Because Roberts said it last night, the plan as of right now is for him to start game one tomorrow night. I don't want to be the guy to tell Scherzer if he's expecting to start that he's not starting, Buster. I know that.
Right. And it gets, look, if you got a 25-year-old up-and-coming starter, and the Dodgers in recent postseasons have protected Walker Buehler because he's a big part of their future. If Max Scherzer's coming to you at age 37, and he's had a million bullets already out of that arm, and you know he's a future Hall of Famer, and he says, I want the ball, who's going to say no to Max Scherzer saying, I want the ball in game one? I can't imagine Max saying anything other than I want the ball in game one.
He's the meanest playing personality in all of baseball. I'm sticking to my guns. There's nobody meaner playing personality than Max Scherzer. All right, last one. There's one other guy that nobody around here wants to talk about as the Braves get ready to play the Dodgers. Because I'm not sure. Look, I'm not putting him in David Ortiz category when Ortiz went crazy, and he seemed to have every at-bat that was needed for the Red Sox to do incredible things. But Justin Turner is the other guy that I am. I respect him, and I wanted the Braves to sign him, and I was ready to put Austin Riley in left field this year. I just get me that guy because he's money. I don't know if there's anybody better in that moment than Justin Turner, and none of his numbers really warrant that except the last couple of seasons where you go, what happened to this guy? But he's the most dangerous guy, I think, seriously, maybe in this entire series for that 1AB.
Well, he's a right-handed Freddie Freeman, right? In terms of the difficulty of the at-bat, because of the approach and the simple and the willingness to, you know, to cut down on the swing and take the ball the other way, the ability to understand what the pitcher is going to try to do, the ability to try to jump the pitcher. He is a terrific player. I thought your last question was going to be who's going to win the series, because I think I might scare you, okay? I will tell you that I picked the Yankees to beat the Red Sox, and that was dead wrong. I picked the Rays to beat the Red Sox. That was wrong. I picked the Brewers to beat the Braves. That was wrong. I picked the Dodgers to lose to the Giants last night. That was wrong, which is why my son was texting me yesterday. He said, please don't pick the Braves to beat the Dodgers in the NLCS, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I've got some kind of special power. And I really hope it doesn't work against my son's Braves.
You're due, Buster. That's the way I see it. You're due.
or you've just been wrong, and we just don't want that streak to continue around these parts.
Right.
Hey, real quick. Somebody pointed out the other day, and Alex Anthopoulos must have heard it the same day that I heard it. How hard is it for you to believe that the Braves have not hosted an NLCS game since 2001? It's 20 years. It was Arizona. Arizona, again, like everybody else did at that old ballpark, danced all over us, celebrated on our field. It's been 20 years since they've actually hosted an NLCS game.
That is absolutely shocking. The number that actually found a little bit more shocking, because we've been so used to the Braves, you know, year after year after year, being in the postseason, you know, fourth straight year in which, you know, they won their division in recent years. It's been since 1999 they've played in a World Series game. That seems crazy given all the opportunities they've had in October.
Yeah, there's one worse. They haven't won a World Series game since 96. We're celebrating the 25th anniversary of that.
So let you, Buster, the Braves are due. We'll go back to that term.
Exactly. That's right. The way to look at it. But I'm telling you, my son's not going to speak with me.
Well, if they win, all will be forgiven. It's still your son. You'll patch things up eventually. Go
Christmas time. Christmas time. By Christmas time,
holidays,
maybe.
Everybody. Yeah. It's a time of forgiveness and family. All right, go take a quick cat nap, Buster. We always thank you for the time.
Thanks,
Appreciate
Buster.
It.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me.
Buster Olney with us from ESPN on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.